This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Continues. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney back in the USA. Speaking of borders, I went through one today. It was quite interesting, I have to say. But the border at the south was not where I was. The border and the battle over what's happening there has really exploded. Not a surprise. You have the Department of Homeland Security Secretary out. And big changes afoot with some other positions, too, as well. The White House meaning business and showing some the door. So following the ouster of the Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen, White House Senior Advisor Stephen Miller is pressing the president to also dismiss some other senior officials. And it looks like that's going to happen. Ex-Chief of Staff Kelly forced out, the Secret Service basically is he's talking about this, is that most of the national press was in a kind of tsunami-like state on Monday afternoon because Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alz was being replaced. He's a guy who had been there for a while. And, you know, this is one of the things that when we're talking about John Kelly, at one point Kelly threatened he would resign unless Trump appointed Alz. So I guess Trump had no intention of appointing him. And he's a retired Marine Corps Major General, old friend and a fellow Marine of Kelly's. And the president's preference was really a veteran agent and chief operating officer of the Secret Service, a guy named George Mulligan. So inside the Beltway, people were talking about this a lot. And in one of the books that was written about the administration, in fact, one that was called the Trump White House, Ron Kessler, the author of the book, said that they were so unimpressed by Alz, they just basically ignored him, and that he was the opposite, they thought, of what they needed to reform the Secret Service. So another one bites the dust, and that is becoming very, very familiar theme. And this is the deal. That's the Trump way, that he makes a move if there's, just as he would in business, if there's something that's going on that he doesn't like. And the U.S. border is the big, big, big tug of war. And this is no joke. It's very serious at the border. And I felt that even just slightly, although Ireland is different. It took 3 hours to get through customs. But I was questioned more than I had been questioned before. And this isn't... Mexico, but in Mexico, I think immigrants that are coming over, trying to come over, realize that this is serious stuff that's happening. So, in some ways, some of the amounts which have increased from Central America have been reduced from other areas. So, they're surging toward the border because they're hearing that this fight is going to ratchet up. And that means if the border tightens up, what does that mean for the people who normally are able to come over? It means that that will tamp down on the flow. But, you know, we've been watching this for decades, really, since I've been on the air in the last 10 years of this show. We've been having these repeated patterns, different presidents, different conversations, but always the same thing. It comes back to, what are we doing at the border? What are we doing at the border? All right, speaking of being tightened up, the Mueller report and what the Attorney General is going to do, there's lots of tongues wagging over this. In fact, you could re-rack some of my shows and I'd be talking about the same thing, because this is the phenomenon. What are we going to see from it? What are we going to hear about it? And the top House Democrats are going to press the Attorney General on his handling of the report on Russian collusion. That's going to happen Tuesday before the House Appropriations Committee, sort of a must-see political junkies TV. And Mueller completed his 22-month investigation into whether the president colluded with Russia way back on March 22nd. And then a couple days later, Barr, the Attorney General, sent a four-page letter to Congress summarizing Mueller's findings. I wonder how many of you, if you got handed a copy of all of that, not the few days, not the couple of pages report, but the whole bloody thing, how many of you would it be a page turner or not? Would it have incredible evidence that would just be dripping with details that you couldn't get enough of? Or would it not be? Would it in some paragraph spike, but otherwise not? I mean, look, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and I think that's what people want to know. I think it would be heavily redacted anyway. But four pages of summary, I would be curious to see those four pages and see what that looks like. I would. All right, speaking of being curious, it's tax time, and you know what that means. Get your taxes in. Even when people are owed money for some reason, that's a big procrastination thing, because no one wants to pay taxes. But if you get a refund, I don't get it. If you get a refund, I'd be filing in the second I could. So Governor Cuomo is pushing and backing the New York effort to get Donald Trump's tax returns. Remember, he hasn't released those, and that makes him more of a curiosity on the financial front. So the New York governor told the New York Times, as long as it applies to everyone, we support it. Democrats have demanded the press release tax returns for years, starting with when he was a presidential candidate in 2015. The president claims his returns are under audit. He can't make them public. But a new piece of legislation in the New York Senate would grant the New York Department of Taxation and Finance the authority to make any tax return public under certain conditions. Ooh. So they have the authority to do that. But it has to be specified, and it has to be, you know, why would they release it? It has to be specified, and it has to have a legitimate legislative purpose, they say. And New York, of course, is the bane of the White House's existence now, his greatest love, but also now his greatest foe, Democrats particularly in New York that want to see him, that want to see him fall. If they found that loophole, and that's what you're always looking for, the loophole in anything, right? So this could be the big loophole that pushes us into a much different area. Who knows? Who knows what that looks like? Then we've got the Democrat du jour. Who is it that's going to declare they're running for president? I almost think people raise their hand, I'm going to run for president, because they can put it out there that they're running for president. Is that, I don't know, is that caustic of me to think that? I think we're going to have like 40 people declaring that they want to run on the Democratic side of the ledger. Well, they got to get the signatures. They have to have enough people to even make it interesting, let's put it that way. We're bowing out. I'll meet you on the flip side here on ATN.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean offense, but I don't care. You see, I'm sort of independent. I am my own superintendent, and my star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what they may think. I'm happy, go lucky. They say that I'm plucky, contented, and carefree. I don't care, I don't care. If I do get a meeting, Tony stare. If I'm not successful, it won't be distressful, cause I don't care.
Yeah, I like that. I don't care.
A girl should know her etiquette. Alas,
hey,
alas,
lady.
Propriety demands.
Happy to be back with all of you, and happy that I am not in the middle of what some of you might be in the middle of, these spring storms. I'll get my share, I'm certain of it, and we know how the weather is, right? But they're talking about one of those bomb cyclones again, or just terrible storms to Virginia and North Carolina. Severe. Monday afternoon, a bunch of people already got them. The southeast, seeing those clusters, it means those large hail and strong winds. And I think of my friends in Atlanta and Birmingham and Alabama and Raleigh and Norfolk, and just how awful that can be. It's awful if you're in the middle of it or if your car is exposed. And I've had my share of hail damage. I've had two cars that have had serious hail damage where they both were totaled. And it's interesting because also we're seeing warmer temperatures in Minneapolis near 70 degrees on Monday, and then it's going to plummet again, and snow is even possible for the Twin Cities by Friday. Where I am in the DFW area, our satellite studio, I stepped off the plane coming off of weather where it was in some parts 30 degrees, and it was a very balmy 80 degrees. Yes, 80 degrees. That's what happens, right? Especially at the beginning of spring where you can get that mild, warm weather, and then poof, you're back to possibly seeing snow in some areas. I like to call this segment Odds and Ends, and it includes a 17-foot python with 73 eggs caught in Florida. Yeah, a Burmese python. I saw the picture of it. I mean, that's got to be a record. That was crazy. That snake is one of the largest in the world. But they caught a female python in the Florida Everglades that was more than 17 feet long, weighed 140 pounds, and had 73 developing eggs on a land, just swampland west of Miami. So a team of researchers stood in a field and held the python out. And man, that's just visualize four big men spread out. And it was 70 feet long, 140 pounds, 73 eggs. There's your numbers, by the way, for odds and ends. That's crazy. What they say is, and I didn't realize this, that they say there's as many as 100,000 pythons living in the swamps outside of Miami. That's dangerous for the wildlife there. And they really hold even contests to encourage hunters to just get them out of the way, remove them. I mean, it's perfect for pythons. That's the great weather for them. In 2017, there was 25 hunters that were paid to euthanize pythons. There was a pilot program to do that, so people could make a little bit of extra money by going out there and catching pythons. I don't think you would catch me doing that, but I think it's pretty interesting. Not interesting is what's happening with the measles. Ooh, I don't know if you ever had the measles, but at least 465 cases of measles have been reported in the U.S. since January 1st. That's what the CDC is saying. That's a lot more than that was reported last week. It keeps jumping up. So Florida, Indiana, Massachusetts, and Nevada are reporting their first cases of measles. When I was a kid, I used to be so afraid of the measles because they talked about it like it was the plague. And I thought, oh, please, 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 I don't want to get the measles. And I just could see that people had marks from the measles if they got them really badly. And I remember being vaccinated for the measles. So 17 cases were reported in California, 13 in New Jersey. And those numbers keep on climbing. Unvaccinated people, goes back to that argument of vaccination, unvaccinated, that whole thing. That people, some people just do not believe in it and will not make a shift to that. They just won't do that, but then that can affect other people, you know, kids especially that come in contact with them, and that's where we're at. Being caught up in that debate, getting caught into that debate. If you missed it, yes, it was kind of like must-see TV, I guess, because of the people involved. We've been talking about the scandal, the college football. It wasn't football, ironically. We've been talking about the college scandal when it comes to parents and what lengths they'll go to get their kids into good colleges. And it seems like it just has no bounds. And there could be some people that do some jail time that are not used to doing jail time. And it would be interesting to see what a federal judge, ultimately decides. But Felicity Huffman is one of those people. She's caught in the middle of it. And she apologized, released a statement. But prosecutors want to see her do time, and other parents who pled guilty in the college admission scandal. She certainly had a crowd of people around her, and you're not used to seeing her in that situation. She was just smothered by reporters. So she pled guilty to paying that $15,000 to a fake charity associated with the guy who was the ringleader, Rick Singer, to facilitate cheating on her daughter for her daughter's SATs. So the typical, it's not the typical sentence, but what could be, is she faces up to 20 years in prison in exchange for her plea, federal prosecutors are recommending incarceration at the low end of the sentencing, a $20,000 fine and 12 months of supervised release. But it's up to the federal judge to decide what happens in this scandal. And boy, there's just no place to hide from this for any of the people that are connected to it, but particularly for the people who have fame attached to their name. Then there's then that fame that you sought out, or the, you know, both of these actresses making tons of money, and that just being cut out from underneath them. And with Felicity Huffman, you wonder if it, I mean, does that spell the end of a career? Do you have a laying low time and then you come back out of that and you're okay? Or, you know, what is that going to look like? I don't feel sorry for any of them. I feel sorry for the kids that were cheated that could have perhaps gotten a space on a team or were in college, you know, got into college on one of those spots. Especially the colleges we're talking about are tough to get into anyway, meaning the space-wise, it's pretty tough because they only have so many slots, and the more competitive, the more difficult it is to make certain, you know, to make choices. And of course, they would look favorably on donors, all that kind of stuff. And that's what's happened here because of the bribing, the outrageous bribing. Oof. And if you missed it, Virginia wins its first NCAA basketball title. They beat Texas Tech 85-77, and they just dug in and they did it. I mean, they were a defensive team. Texas Tech was a defensive team, and they won. Think of it. No Duke, no North Carolina. I'm stunned because I thought for sure Duke was going to get in there. So you got to feel for Texas Tech, because they were oh so close. But close does not count. It's closing the deal. And Tech missed its first 8-goal attempts, and then they re-racked and they came back into it. This was a good game, but it was all defense mostly is what I think I would pull out of it. But after blowing a 10-point second-half lead, the Cavaliers defeated the Red Raiders in overtime to complete the turnaround from a year ago when they became the first men's team to lose to a number 16 seed as a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. So Tony Bennett, the Virginia coach, has to be pretty happy to shake that one free. Stay with us. I'm taking you to Ireland next. You don't want to miss out.
Long, oh, long. Careless love.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn an ISIS terrorist from Germantown, Maryland, accused of plotting to mow down tourists walking in the popular waterfront area at National Harbor, Maryland, along the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. Federal prosecutors filing a criminal charge against Rondell Henry, 28, who says he was inspired by ISIS when he steals a U-Haul van from a parking garage in Alexandria, Virginia. Prosecutors say he tries to find a spot loaded with people and mimic the terrorist attack in Nice, France back in 2016 on Bastille Day, where a terrorist driving a truck through the crowd kills more than 80 people. To the head of Homeland Security, who's resigning,
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity.
Kirstjen Nielsen's last day Wednesday, President Trump making the change, also out the head of the Secret Service after a woman gains access to Mar-a-Lago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thrilled to be here, really among the works of Seamus Heaney. And I think so many of you know who he is because I've talked about him on the air before when I've talked about my dad and poetry and what poetry has meant in my life. And I'm with his nephew, Brian McCormick. And Brian, we're seated in an area where you can see his works around us. And for you, what does that mean? What's that like?
It's obviously a very special experience. Seamus Heaney was synonymous with this area. Much of his work, in fact, over 50% of his work is based around approximately a 6-mile radius of where we're sitting today. So this area meant a great deal to him, and the people within this community meant a great deal to him. Also, his family members are still live here, his brothers and so on. So for me to be involved in a facility such as Home Place is an exceptionally emotional one, to be honest with you, but one that I take great pride in. Obviously, to have someone such as Seamus Heaney within this community, and obviously I'm a family member as well. It's one that's extremely important to me, and one that I'm delighted to be involved with.
So as you know, him, your relationship to him being your uncle, did you ever get to sit around and hear him recite his poetry? I mean, what was he like to be around?
Well, certainly in family occasions he didn't recite his own poetry. I don't think that would have he wouldn't have been that type of person to roll out his own work. He was much more interested in throwing out a few local limericks and so on about some of the characters within the area. But I didn't hear him read in an informal basis his own work. Now, I've obviously been to readings that he did, and to hear Seamus read his own work was a very, very powerful experience. And it's actually one of the main draws that we have within our exhibition, is that people can hear him read those works through our audio wands. And as people go around the exhibition, they have a chance to listen to the works related to each of the sections within that experience. And that's one that we have found people relating to most, to actually hear him read those works in a building dedicated to his life and his works, centred within the community that, as I said earlier, meant so much to him, is one that we have found a very emotional experience for people. We have regular laughs and tears. We actually joke here that tears are good for us, because it actually shows that people are really, really connecting with that amazing work. And I think that's the beauty of Seamus Heaney's work, is the fact that it is so accessible for everyone. People sometimes are under the impression that poetry can be quite highbrow and quite elitist, and it's something that we work very hard at here to ensure that that's not the case, that people from all walks of life and all interest levels can find a real deep connection with what we do.
I noticed that if you feel inspired and want to write a line or two, you can do that, and you also have a section for all the people listening to the show, where it's kind of a learning center, where you can, if you, like you say, there's this thing about being elitist, but it shows you, okay, this is what a poem is. This is how a poem can go. It can go this way or that way. And I think that's fascinating. So when the center was, I'll call it the center, when it was being laid out, was that one of the considerations? Let's make it so that people feel like they really understand poetry?
Yes, and that was very, very important for us. But we're also lucky that his work in itself allowed us a platform to do that, because that was one of the considerations that we had, that we always wanted the work to be at the core. Seamus Heaney himself was a man who didn't seek attention and didn't seek the limelight, but he wanted his work to speak for him, and that's something that we wanted to ensure was at the forefront of everything we did. But similarly, it was important for us to allow people an opportunity for that work to be broken down in a very approachable way. And as you rightly said, we have a few walls here, the anatomy of a poem wall, and that shows people the different aspects that poets use to actually develop that work. Another very interesting aspect of the exhibition is we have a replica of his attic study in Dublin, where he did a lot of his writing in his Sandymount home. And upstairs we have the Harvest Bow poem, and that shows people right from the first draft to the final draft, the work the poets undertake to actually get to that final draft. I think any of us, and I'm certainly unfortunately not a writer myself, but we're under the impression that people sit down of a Sunday morning and decide of that morning, I'm going to write a poem. That shows the visitor here that Seamus Heaney took a lot of time and effort to cultivate that poem, to make changes, to make drafts, and it shows that the efforts that those writers go into to ensure that their final work is something that they're proud of to be published. But again, we do that hopefully in a way that people can relate to.
Another thing that you do here too as well is you get to see the Nobel Prize speech, which is fascinating and I think really draws people in. Do you remember when he won the Nobel Prize?
I actually
have been really young.
Yes.
Right?
I would have been in my early 20s, I think it was, and as I'm sure you saw in the video, he was in Greece on a holiday with his wife Mary, and at that stage it was pre-mobile phones, and he was very difficult to reach, and I think he was one of the last people to find out that he actually had won. But finally, when the message had got through to him that he had won the Nobel Prize, as he says on the video that you just mentioned, he made a concerted effort to contact family members to share that moment with him. And I was actually very fortunate that when he phoned my home house, I happened to be there, and I was the person that picked up the phone to him. There had been no one else at home. My mother, who was Seamus' sister, my mother happened not to be there, so I was the first person in my house to actually talk to him at that time. And that was obviously a very, very special moment for me, to try and indicate to him the excitement that we were all feeling at home. And it's one that, I have to be honest, it still sticks with me to this day, to say that I was able to share that phone call with him. So yes, I do remember that vividly. And then there was a party, needless to say, in Ireland. There was a party locally here for him, which I was fortunate enough to attend, and we all shared in that moment. And the video shows that in fact the whole of Ireland shared in that moment with him, because he truly was someone that the Irish people really, really connected with, and that was a moment for the whole country, as it were.
Which is how the man was, right?
Yes.
He's accessible, just as it's accessible to walk around here and feel like you know him. That's why you get the tears and the emotion, and
yes,
that's a really good thing. Do you have a favorite poem of his?
I suppose my favorite poem, and it's actually the one that he recites at the end of the Nobel video, would be the Clearances 3, that starts out with the first line, "When all the others were away at Mass, I was all hers to be peeled potatoes." That would be that's my favourite. I think the words in there are so evocative, and I'm sure we've all shared moments like that with our parents, and it brings you right back to that moment. And then he talks about, it moves on from that to when he shares final moments with his mother on her deathbed, and it's just it paints pictures that I think that anybody would really, really connect with those words. So yeah, that would be my favorite.
That's lovely. In wrapping all of this up, though, as we bring it back to people listening and coming to Ireland, and I keep, as an Irish American, I keep telling people you really owe it to yourself to put it on your bucket list. And this is a great spot. It's beautiful areas, as you said. So much of this poetry was inspired in the 6-mile radius of this spot, so you could walk around and get that feeling, I think, that he had, and I think that would be special.
Yeah.
But when people come here and they leave, what do you hope they take away?
I suppose, first of all, we want them to take away an experience, and I think that's what we provide with people, a true, authentic experience. They have an opportunity to get a window into Irish life, and to do that via Seamus Heaney's poetry, as you said, a Nobel Prize winning poet, but one that everyone can relate to, and it gives people an insight into the importance of community to that man and the importance of this area. And we're actually developing, we hope to have them ready for next year, a series of literary trails where people can go out into those key spots where Heaney wrote about, such as Toner's Bog in the poem Digging, Church Island, the Forge at the Hill Head, the Eve Fishery at Tombs. So we're working on that at present to extend the reach of Home Place out into that beautiful landscape. But I suppose what we have found is that people find a real connection to this area when they do our exhibition and when they come into Home Place, and it's one that becomes a very personal experience, and it's one that I would encourage people to make the effort to come here, because I know, I understand I'm coming at it from a slightly biased position, but it's one that the reaction that we've had from visitors, and we've had visitors from all over the world, some 22 countries at this stage in the 2.5 years that we've been open, but one that people really, really connect with, and it becomes a very, very powerful and emotional experience, and it's one that I would certainly encourage your listeners to try to make time to come to visit us here in Ballaghy, South Derry.
Perfect place to end this. Brian McCormick, thank you so much.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are off.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney continuing my Slice of Ireland trip, which has just been absolutely amazing. Go to Ireland.com or, you know, check out the hashtag Fill Your Heart with Ireland, because I definitely have been doing that. And you all know my Irish roots. You know, if you don't, I'll say my name again. Kate, or really Catherine Shana Fitzgerald Delaney. So I'm here with Aidan Haughey, and he took us up on this incredible cliff area that is now starting to become a little bit known, and it's, how do you pronounce it again?
Slieve League.
Slieve League, and Slieve means mountain.
Yep.
And league means stone?
Flagstone.
Flagstone specifically. So how cool is that? You just learned an Irish word. So it's starting to be discovered more, and you've obviously seen it, lived around it. What does it mean to you to have more people traveling and looking at this gorgeous view?
That's good. It's helping support local jobs, the local community, and that's good for employment all round.
Yeah. And on the, what's different about this mountain is, first of all, isn't it the furthest most point where the next island you see is what?
New York over the next village.
Wow. I like that. New York over the next village. That's just putting that in our minds is wild. There's a couple of really neat things to talk about that are part of Sleeve League. And one of them is something that's carved into the mountainous area that was a signal to the British who were flying, if you think of World War II, right? And what is that? Tell us about that.
We've got some markings up here on the mountain. We've got ERA, E-I-R-E, written in stone across the mountain, and have been used by the pilots as a navigational aid as they're flying across the Atlantic from the States, heading into Northern Ireland. I showed them that this was the Republic, it was neutral, and safe to land if they had to. And then we've got all the headlands down the west coast, they're all numbered as well. This one is number 7-1. So when the pilot looked at his chart, he knows that this is Sleeve League and that Northern Ireland is straight ahead.
Yeah, and that would have been very important in those times.
It would. They had no Google Maps.
No. And then something just happened recently where there was a plane that crashed, and then there were people that survived, and then they ended up in the local pub. Tell us that story.
Well, that would have been back during the Second World War. One of the planes actually crashed on a beach nearby. But both of the men flying the plane survived. They ended up in a pub, and they got away the next morning. They were safe enough.
Right, and those men aren't here any longer, but the memory of them and the story is living long. And that's why, because you know how the Irish are. The story comes to life where every day it's like, oh, didn't you know that just happened? Somebody just said that to me. And I'm like, what, a plane crash? So, yeah, it was a few years ago when that happened. But there have been other things, too, that have happened here. Like, for example, tell us the lore of the lighthouse. Because if you look at these cliffs, you'll see this one little section where way off in the distance there's a lighthouse. And there's a couple interesting things about it. One, that there's nobody manning the lighthouse.
No, it's a solar-powered lighthouse now at the minute. Lighthouses would have played a very important role in areas like this. All of the fishing boats coming and going to Killybegs would have been passing by this lighthouse.
Wow. And so the lighthouse hasn't been manned since when?
The lighthouse hasn't been manned now since 1974.
Wow, 1974. But then there was some kind of curse or something that was put on the lighthouse.
There was a man called St. Asicus. He was banished to the island. He was St. Patrick's first bishop. Got into a bit of trouble. He spent 7 years living on the island, praying and repenting. But the day he left the island, he put a curse on the island. He said that if the island was ever to become uninhabited, there would be three great tragedies around the island. So in 1974, the lighthouse keepers left, and the island became uninhabited. A couple of months later, a boat and all its crew were lost just behind the island. Another couple of months, another boat and all its crew. And about a year after that, the third boat was lost just around the corner. But there were two survivors from it. We still have one of them living locally here.
Wow. And that does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you like best about the cliffs?
I like it. It's changing all the time. The colours change every month, and it's always nice. It's a different view every day. The weather's changing. It's always different.
And I mentioned, you know, for people who are listening, I would put this on my list. I would put the west coast of Ireland and go all the way up the Wild Atlantic Way. So it is getting more known. Not that people didn't go up there before, but more people are starting to do it. And you're trying to attract tourists to let you know what you have here. So you even have a center that people can come to and have lunch or coffee or anything on the way up.
Yep. And with the introduction of the Wild Atlantic Way back a couple of years ago, it definitely helped. And it's a great tool for putting places like this on the map. People are coming, they're looking for more experiences off the beaten track.
Yeah. And of course, there's sheep. You can hear them. Maybe you can hear them. I can hear them all over the place. But it's not bothering me. I think it's really cool and really authentic. So this is a big sheep herder area, too?
This will be a big farming area.
Yeah.
A lot of the houses around here, there'll be a farmer. The farms might be a bit small. They might have between 50 and 80 sheep each, but they're farming away nonetheless. Their lambs are starting to be born now these weeks.
So how does that work with the female sheep and the male who has his pick of the litter? Everyone, we saw a ram who was just basking on a rock, and there were just female sheep everywhere.
The rams have a nice time of it, yes. They tend to meet up with the females once every year. There tend to be one ram to every maybe 30 females.
Ah,
yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's not Irish folklore? Or
No.
No blarney?
No.
And then how does that work? So the female sheep, aren't they moved? They cut because they're marked and everything.
Yeah. The males just tend to meet up around October, November time. But the male always hasn't got it great, because all of the young males that are born, they go to the factory for lamb. But the females, of course, they're kept and they're used for breeding, or they're sold on to other farmers.
All right, so they do survive. That's one aspect. You tell me something else that was, I thought, so interesting about this area as far as scuba diving and whales and dolphins. And I used to live in Morro Bay, California, and that area was kind of a hidden gem and known for that. And it reminded me of that. And the water is like, what, 60 feet deep in some areas?
60 feet deep at the foot of the cliffs here, but it'll be getting deeper this year.
So what can you see at certain times of the day? What will we see out here?
Oh, you'd see the whales and dolphins, and you'd see basking sharks. You'd see tuna playing as well, and all the seabirds as well.
Wow. And there has to be big fishing here.
Fishing, not so big. There is some angling here. There's some charter boats doing angling. But in the line of commercial fishing, no, most of the small commercial fishermen are gone.
They're gone. But as far as, like, you mentioned the tuna, I mean, that I just had a sandwich, I'm sure, that was local.
It's a big attraction, yes, the tuna fishing. Now, at the minute, you're not allowed to go out and fish for tuna, but if you catch them by accident, it's okay. But there's a lot of boats out fishing for the tuna.
Other people that would come up here, and I noticed there were a lot of people hiking. Is it a big hiking spot? Because you can really go up these cliffs.
It's a massive attraction for hikers. In 2011, we were designated as the beginning of the European leg of the International Appalachian Trail. So that attracts a lot of walkers.
Wait a second. Appalachian Trail is back in the States. So now we're hopping the pond.
Today you're on the International Appalachian Trail.
All right, the International Appalachian Trail. I love that. The town is interesting, too. How many people live in this area? I mean, close to the cliffs has got to be kind of sparse. It looked that way to me.
It is. We've probably about 140 people living in the town here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're one of those 140 people?
I am, yeah.
Wow. So you know everyone. Is everyone named John and Patrick and
more
Mary
Patties,
and
more
Kate?
More Patties and Johns, yeah.
But that's great. There is something about knowing everyone. They knew you from the time you were a small lad, right?
Yeah. You know everyone, and everyone knows you, and everyone knows your business, too.
So you, for example, and we want to say this, if people want to come here, they can hire you to take them up to the cliffs. Why don't you tell us where they need to go? What's your website?
You can visit us on cbcruise.com. Email us, call us, whatever you wish.
All right. Have you taken a lot of Americans up?
Our main body of customers will be Americans.
But we were your favorite Americans, the journalists.
Definitely,
right?
The favorite, yep.
And we should say Aiden's done so well, but this is just your, what, third interview?
It's my third interview. All of them in the last 15 minutes.
I like that, in the last 15 minutes. What is your, if somebody wanted to come to Ireland, I mean, I could talk all night long, and I do, but what is your favorite thing about your hometown and about the country of Ireland?
It's a nice place. The people are very welcome, and everyone's glad to see you coming, and they all try and do their best for you. Yeah.
It's not the music, it's not the pubs, it's not the women,
the music and pubs and the women are there too, but I suppose the warm welcome is our main thing, yeah.
All right, thank you very much, you did an excellent job.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.